Hi, and welcome to this demo of the BT Speak Pro from Blazy Technologies. And I thought in this little demo that I'm going to do today, I thought I'd give you a quick physical description of the BT Speak Pro. And then I'm going to dive into a quick demo of the tablet, i.e. note taker function, and also the desktop function, because this is the Pro version of the BT Speak. All right, so I've got a table in front of me. It's simply a 8-key keyboard. So you've got dots 1 to 8. Of course, you've got your normal Perkins Braille style keyboard. Going from left to right, we have 3, 2, 1, and then a space, and then 4, 5, 6. And then, of course, below the dots 1 and 4, we've got the space bar. To the left of space bar, we've got dot 7. To the right of space bar, we've got dot 8. At the rear back edge of the unit, as it's facing me away from me, on the left-hand side, we've got a micro, I think it's a micro, maybe it's a mini HDMI port. Then we have a USB-C port, and then we've got a mini XD card slot for your memory card. And that's basically it. So on the right-hand side, I have this nice little on button that's surrounded by two tactile markers, one on each side. So I'm going to hold it in. So I'm going to go one Mississippi till it vibrates, then release. So it's just vibrated. It's turning on. And then you've got to wait a little bit until it sort of does the boot sequence, and then it will start pulsing or vibrating. There we go. It's going vroom, vroom. Let me hold it right up to the microphone, you'll probably hear it better. Okay. So it's still starting up, so that's your vibrating progress starting up soon. Okay. BT Speak ready. Sample Braille file was open because that was the last thing I was actually looking at. So let me go into the options menu. Now remember, this is very much like the old Braille and Speak type days of a long time ago. So really the BT Speak is really, its main function is to be all about the editor that you're using, of course, plus other applications. So I'm going to do chord command, and of course when I say chord command, I'm holding in the space bar and then pressing another key. So in this case, it's space O or chord O.
Options menu.
Okay, so I'm in the options menu. So I'm going to do space and dot 4.
Applications.
So that's applications. Let me do space and dot 1 to go back.
Help topics.
Okay, so that's the first option, is help topics. Then space 4.
Applications.
Applications.
Time.
Date.
Battery.
File browser.
Manage files.
Wi-Fi.
Pair of Bluetooth device.
Calculator
scientific.
Gregorian date calculator.
Stopwatch and shortcut is number sign.
Stopwatch, and you heard it say the shortcut is number sign, as in dots 3, 4, 5, 6.
System.
Help
topics.
And back to help topics. Okay, and of course I can go around the other way as well, space and dot 1 to go
system.
The other direction. If I go into Help Topics by pressing the Enter key, which is dot 8.
BT Radio.
Now, remember, this at the moment is for Pandora, which for us in Australia is fairly useless, right? So don't worry about that one, unless you want to muck about with a VPN, etc. All right, space and 4.
BT Speak Editor. DE Talk,
because yes, this is the DeckTalk speaking.
Boot menu.
Calculator. Command summary, remember these are all help files.
Computer Braille.
Delete menu.
Desktop navigation.
Desktop review.
Editor details.
Emergency mode.
File management.
File sharing Linux.
File sharing Mac OS.
File sharing Windows.
Gregorian date calculator.
Keyboard emulation.
Make third partition.
Menu file.
Navigation menu,
options menu,
paste menu,
what was that one?
Power button.
Product description.
Rescue mode.
Reset button. Sometimes. Rescue mode. Sometimes I swear I'm not hearing this properly sometimes, but that's just me.
View mode.
Speech settings.
Stopwatch.
Did we not miss that? Like it said, stopwatch. Anyway, that's stopwatch.
Test menu.
Test menu.
Vibration patterns.
Vibration patterns.
Voice commands.
Welcome screen. And if I keep going, that's the end of it. So if I'm back to the beginning of this whole list, I can go space 123. Okay, or space 456 to go to the end.
Welcome
screen, there we go. All right, this welcome screen, I'm actually going to press enter to go into this. And I'm going to press chord ER contraction, so space, and then ER, which is dots 12456. Okay, so there's some suggestions for you with the little welcome screen that you get normally when you set up the Braille and Speak. So if I go to the product description, it's called Z to come out of that. So space Z, 2356. And let's see if I can just press P for power. P again. There's the one. Oh, that's power button. Sorry. That's better. Product description. Whoops. Press enter. Get space ER contraction again. Okay, let me just stop it. Just slow that speech down a little bit. Chord S. And if I press dot 3, that's pitch. And 6 is going up. So 3 and 6 is up and down pitch. 2 and 5 is rate down and up. And 1 is the volume. So that's down. That's up. Okay, so let me just press 2.
Rate 1.
I'm going to leave it on rate 1. Can't see anymore. All right, I'm going to come out of that speech menu with chord Z.
Default bindings.
Okay, and it did, yes, it did say default bindings. All right, so let's do space ER contraction again.
Product description help. The PT speed created by Blazy Technologies is a handheld computer designed for the visually impaired. It supports the standard 8-DOT Braille keyboard for input and uses synthetic speech for output. To turn it on, briefly press the slightly recessed power button on the machine's right edge. The machine will vibrate briefly, and within 30 seconds will say, BT speak ready. Press the button briefly to put the unit in sleep mode, or press and hold for 2 seconds to shut it down entirely. Along the back edge are 3 ports. The farthest plug on the left is a mini HDMI connector used to connect BT speak to a television or computer monitor. Second in from the left is a standard USB-C port, which allows you to connect a power supply, USB headphones, external storage, and other accessories. The final slot on the back of the unit is a micro SD card slot, which is presently unused. The front face
which
of
is incorrect, it actually is used.
Up with the 8-DOT Braille keyboard. From back to front, you will find dot 3, dot 2, dot 1, dot 4, dot 5, and dot 6. Below these keys are dot 7, the spacebar, and dot 8. The remaining space of the front face contains a pair of small stereo speakers.
Oh, I forgot about that, the 2 stereo speakers, yep.
Recording notes, dictation, and issuing voice commands. Many BT speak commands use
plus the microphone.
Chord is simply a command that involves use of the spacebar. For example, when you are asked to press an O-chord, what we mean is to press the letter O 1, 3.
Okay, we get it. All right, I'm going to do space Z.
Product description question.
Okay, I'm back to that menu. Chord Z again.
Help topics.
And that brings me back to the main menu, because I've effectively just gone back one level. So I'm back on help topics.
Applications.
Undo space and 1. I've got applications menu. I'm going to press enter. And then space 4.
BT learn dash shortcut is L.
BT learn. It's like a little quiz type learning program.
Voice command.
Dictionary.
Weather.
Search the web.
Browse the web links. Chat GPT. BT radio.
Our beloved Pandora again.
Morse code.
Yes, it indeed.
The Bible,
and we're back to BT Learn again. All right, so let me just do weather. So I should be able to type a shortcut key W.
Weather menu.
There's weather. I'm going to press enter, and then space 4.
Conditions.
And for conditions, I'm going to press enter.
As at 10:04 Tuesday, March 26th.
Okay, space 4 to break down.
Gosford, clear sky. Temperature 22°C feels like 23°C.
Remember, I'm Celsius over here in Australia.
With 8 kmhr from the SSW 200 degrees. 81% humidity. Pressure 1% clouds.
Oh, What was the humidity? The pressure?
81% humidity. Pressure is 102 kPa.
Oh, okay.
1% clouds.
There we go. So chord set again.
Conditions.
Chord set again.
Weather.
Back to weather. All right, and by the way, yes, I do have my BT Speak connected to my local Wi-Fi network, and if you're interested, I can link to my Brylon Speak Pro, in this case from my Mac, because there is a public share folder. I'm going to quickly zip back to the text editor, so I'm going to do space Z, so chord Z and 7, which is actually dot 7. And I'm back to sample. Now, I really don't want to use that one, so I'm going to press space and O.
Options menu.
F for file.
Listing for slash home slash PI.
So I was last in my home folder. So I'm going to go down with space 4.
Bookshelf, BT, desktop, document, download, follow-up, link staff,
oh, 7 missed it, sorry.
Download, documents,
sorry, I had public folder 19. On the brain. So I'm going to press enter on documents.
Listing for slash home slash PI slash documents.
And here at the moment,
BTSpeak,
I've got my BT Speak Pro notes.
David.txt.txt.
I was actually playing with the editor on the desktop, and I didn't realize that it was automatically going to put in, I believe, a .txt extension. So lovingly, I wrote David.txt, and of course it did David.txt, David.txt, and I can't remember, but I just can't be bothered.
Scratch.txt,
it's my normal scratch file that I keep for taking notes.
Notes.txt,
and notes.txt is actually TT notes. That's my little notes that I keep for talking tech. So let's say, for example, I'm going to do space 1 to go back up to scratch. Hit enter on scratch. Okay, so that's my little scratchpad file open at the moment. Now I'm going to go and open up another file. So I'm going to do option, file. And I can turn on only my documents folder. And let me open up my BT Speak notes. Okay, and the other one I've always got open too is option called O, F is my TT notes for talking tech. Okay, so I've got a couple of files open. Now I'm going to switch between them. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to do space and then 237.
Notes.txt is open. Sample.brl is open. Notes.txt is open. BTSpeakPro.txt.
So that's me going one direction. I'm going to go the other direction. It'll be space, 5, 6, and then 8.
Notes.txt is open. Sample.brl is open. Scratch.txt is open.
How's that for nifty? And of course, I can edit each one of those and do all sorts of things with them, which is actually pretty, pretty amazing. I love having really simple to use switching documents open, and you can do all sorts of wonderful things in here. You've, besides the speech menu, you've got your delete menu, your paste menu, your navigation menu. I won't overwhelm you too much, but you can do lots of things. And most of the commands you're familiar with, if you're using with your browser spare, like top and bottom of file, going up and down a line, going forward and back, word by word, character by character, pretty much the same what you're used to. Dot 8 is normally enter. Dot 7 is normally your delete or backspace key. All right, that's enough of that for the moment. I am now going to go into the desktop function. So I'm going to press every single key on the keyboard except dot 7. So I'm pressing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8, and spacebar.
Starting desktop mode.
And starting desktop mode. Now you should hear a bleep in a minute. Let's see if it's going to bleep at me in... There we go. Now that's the Braille TTY thing, or the BRL TTY thing kicking in. Screen reader is running, which is actually Orca. All right, so that's the screen reader for the Linux type of desktop running on this Raspberry Pi. All right, I want to get to a few applications, so I'm going to press space O.
Applications menu.
Okay, and then I'm going to do space 4.
Accessories menu. Graphics menu.
Internet menu. Internet menu. Enter. That's my Chromium web browser, which I use all the time.
Hello. Firefox.
And the other one I want to use
Thunderbird.
Is Thunderbird. I'm going to press enter, which is what I use for mail. So if I press space 4-5 for tab. There we go.
Self-managed
25/3/24. Let me just go down to the bottom. And yes, I was pressing space and dot 4 then. I'm going to just switch space and 1.
David Goldfield, 02:17, speak support by 0 BTSP content release notes are now available on the blazing.com website. Read.
Mm-hmm.
WVA creators, 09:53, read creators who recorders as an audio in. David Goldfield, 02:17, speak support by 0 BTSP content release notes are now available on the blazing.com website. Read.
There probably is a fast way to rip around all this, but at the moment I'm too lazy, so I just, you know, tab and shift tab, so... If you want a forward tab, it's, of course, space 4, 5. Shift tab is space 1 and 2, and so on. All right, I'm going to go and run another application. So I am going to do space and O again.
Laptop, applications menu.
And I want to go back to internet.
Accessories menu, graphics menu, internet menu.
Enter.
Return. Chromium web browser.
And then press enter on Chrome.
Return. New tab, Chromium frame. Press and search bar to complete. Loading. Please wait. Finish loading new tab.
Okay, and there's space 1, 2.
New tab document web. Web store link. Remove push button visit link. Blazy Technologies, LLC visit link.
So that's Blazy Technology that I've had open.
Remove push button visit. ABC Australian Broadcasting Corporation visit link.
It's ABC Broadcasting. So let me press enter on that one actually.
Return. ABC Australian Broadcasting Corporation document web.
Loading. Now remember, I'm using a full blown screen reader here at the moment. Okay, and I am going to press H.
H. ABC Home Heading Level 1. H. Top Stories from ABC News Heading Level 2. H. It's disappointing this occurred. I don't code offer as a ranking old text as Heading Level 3 link. H. Record out the grades good moves on this Easter Heading Level 3 link.
Okay, now I'm not going to worry too much about closing windows and that sort of stuff at the moment, but yes, you can do it very easily with the Z chord, and depending on what you're doing, you add the 7 or 8 key with it, depending on if you want to close a window or close the whole application. All right, I want to jump back to Thunderbird. So I'm going to I'm going to press spacebar 8 and tab, which is 1 and 2, space, and 8.
Left
wheel. Thunderbird. Go back to Chrome. Okay. So are you getting the feeling here that this is a really powerful system, particularly because I'm in desktop mode. I'm using a full-blown screen reader. So let's just go open one more application. So Cordo.
Laptop applications menu. Accessories menu.
Enter on accessories.
Grandpa calculator. Jet. Imager. Main calculator. Main font viewer. Main search tool. Mousepad. Blue.
Whoops.
Mousepad.
Mousepad's what I want. Enter.
Menu. Attack one mousepad frame. Text.
And now I'm in mousepad, which is basically a plain text .txt editor. So I do hello. Hello, W-O-R-L, whoops, L-D, full stop. Okay, space 1.
Hello, world.
If I do space 5.
Hello, world.
Or space 2.
World. Hello.
And space 6.
E-L-L-O, space W-O-F-D dot blank, blank.
There we go, works really nicely. Now, of course, I can now press space 8 and tab. There's Thunderbird,
ABC,
mousepad. All right, I'm going to go back to my tablet mode or note-taking mode. So remember I said it was all keys, so except 1, which was the 7 key. Well, now it's all keys except the 8 key. So in this case, to go back to tablet mode, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, spacebar.
Tablet mode.
And I'm back to tablet mode, and I should be...
editing scratch.txt.
Okay, and just one final thing, I should add that there is actually context-sensitive help, all right? So if I do space H.
BTSP editor help.
Okay, and then 1 and 4.
Both the file management menu O-CoreDev and the file browser O-CoreDev provide these file editing functions.
Okay, and then space Z to come out of it. All right, that's a bit of a play around here at the moment. There is a lot more to it, but I must say I've had a huge amount of fun learning this over the last week or so. I've still got a long way to go, but as far as a very powerful speech output, braille input note taker is concerned, this system is truly amazing. Anyway, I will stop playing now because I actually won't end and actually do any other work. So I'm just going to put this in the sleep mode. So I'm just going to press that power button once on the side.
Sleeping.
And it just says sleeping. Now, one cool little feature when this is sleeping, which is about to do, I think.
Notification that would receive one new message to be support MTSD code from 100.williams.196.
It actually keeps receiving, which might annoy some people, but for me it's great. If it's in sleep mode, it's going to keep receiving email in the background. I don't quite know how that works because it's in sleep mode. Maybe it's like the Mac when it's in sleep mode, but I quite like it. And of course, if you want to charge it up, you can plug it in the USB-C charger. Probably takes about, I think it takes about 3 hours-ish, maybe 4 hours to charge up fully from very, very low. Like I said, you can always check the battery status. It will check you, tell you when the battery is getting low, all that sort of good stuff. But that'll do me for the moment. As I say in all my demos, thanks for listening and bye for now.